am warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
This is Dan Sheridan with PaulsOfAngel.com. Let me ask you a question. What does God think of you? Or what do you think God thinks about you? Do you think He likes you? You may say to me, Dan, I've done some pretty bad things. And I would reply, of course you did.
No, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
You may say again, I'm not worthy. I would reply, of course you're not worthy. You might reply again, I will try to do better. I would reply, don't even bother, bud. What? Yes, don't bother, I said it. Your sins do not affect what God thinks about you. I don't care what sin it is. And your efforts to do better do not change Him either. It's funny, when I ask people if they think God likes them, they immediately think of what they have done, good or bad. You are looking in the wrong place. I asked you about God, and you are thinking about yourself. You probably got that habit from religion.
All right, I confess. I did it, you hear? And I'm glad. Glad, I tell you!
Let me read a passage of Scripture from the Apostle Paul. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to Himself through Christ, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. How that God was in Christ, conciliating the world to Himself, not reckoning their offenses to them, and placing in us the word of the conciliation. For Christ, then, are we ambassadors, as of God entreating through us. We are beseeching, for Christ's sake, be conciliated to God. For the one not knowing sin, He makes to be a sin offering for our sakes, that we may becoming God's righteousness in Him. In this scripture, we have in brief the heart of the true evangel for the world in this administration of grace. The keynote is conciliation. Not the sinner conciliating God by penance and prayers, but God conciliating the sinner. The sinner may have done the worst things possible. He may have been the most insulting, offensive character. Doesn't matter.
What are they going to do to me, Sarge? What are they going to do?
But God does not reckon these offenses against Him. Let this be clear. God is not charging men with their sins, for Christ died for their sins. He is not pressing their offenses, for He is bent on conciliation. I know you've heard the opposite in church, but this is Scripture. The evangel is not concerned with the sinner at all, but with God's attitude toward him and with the sufferings of Christ. He has placed in His messengers not the message of judgment, but the word of conciliation. God insists on being at peace with the world, no matter how they have treated His Son, or Paul, or any of His messengers. What a marvelous token of His grace and love that God, not the sinner, does the beseeching now. Nothing can be so foreign to this evangel of grace as a sinner praying to God, for it closes the sinner's ears to God's entreaties to him. Did you hear that? When we're asked to pray to God for God to like us, we're only closing our ears to what God is actually telling us. Believers are ambassadors for the high court of heaven, proclaiming peace and conciliation. When the sinner receives the conciliation, there is mutual reconciliation between him and God. So, sinner, God is beseeching you through me right now. Be conciliated to God. Your sins are no hindrance, for He has made Christ a sin offering for our sakes, that we may become God's righteousness in Him. There is nothing for you to do but to accept His love. Simply thank and adore Him for His grace. Christ died for your sins, He was entombed, and aroused again the third day. So let me ask you again, what does God think of you?
You love me! You really love me!
This is Dan Sheridan with PaulsOfAngel.com. You can go to my website at PaulsOfAngel.com or reach us at 847-312-4676. Believe God no matter what the clergy say.
It's party time! P-A-R-T. Why? Because I gotta!